Track 11.
Thank you, Mr. Foca, by Patricia Polacco, Part 2. Tricia was really happy only during Mr. Foca's classes. After classes, Eric made fun of her and often called her stupid or ugly, and Tricia began to believe him. During break times, Tricia often hid under the stairs. In that dark place, she felt safer. Once Eric followed her to her secret place. "Are you a mole?" he laughed. "Stupid! You are stupid!" he shouted. Tricia was frightened. Suddenly, she heard footsteps. It was Mr. Foca. He took Eric to the office. 10 minutes later, he came back and said, "Don't worry about that boy anymore." One day, Mr. Foca asked her to stay after school. "Let's play a game. I'll shout out letters and you'll write them on the board." "A," he shouted. She wrote A. "8," he shouted. She wrote 8. He shouted out many, many letters and numbers. Then he walked up behind her and together they looked at the board. It was a mess. She wanted to run away. "You poor baby," he said. "Do you think you're stupid? But little one, don't you understand you don't see letters or numbers the way other people do?" He smiled at her. Then he stood up and cleaned the board. "We are going to change all that, girl. You're going to read, I promise you that." Every day after school, she met with Mr. Foca and Miss Plessy, a reading teacher. They did a lot of things she didn't even understand. At first she made circles in sand, then she wrote big circles on the blackboard. They wrote letters on the board and Tricia shouted them out loud. Other days, she worked with wooden blocks and built words. Letters, 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 words, words, words. Now she could read words, but not sentences. 3 months later, Mr. Walker put a book in front of her. He asked Tricia to read a paragraph. Slowly she read a sentence, then another, and another, and finally she read a paragraph. Mr. Foca and Miss Plessy had tears in their eyes. She started loving school. "I know, because that little girl was me, Patricia Polacco." I saw Mr. Foca again some 30 years later at a party. I walked up to him and introduced myself. He hugged me and asked about my job. I answered, "I make books for children. Thank you, Mr. Foca. Thank you."